Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
David, a couple of things we wanted to talk to you about, one of which was, and let's get on to the negative stuff, it's about Jimmy marriage equality.
Yes, absolutely. So there's obviously the Australian Marriage Equality website, and then there's another one called Vote for Love. And now, David, we understand that on that website you're listed as opposing marriage equality because the last time the bill was put to a parliament, you abstained from voting. Is that right?
No, I think this is confusion on the website, which is really irritating to me. The marriage equality legislation that came before the parliament in September 2012, I supported and I spoke in that debate. There was then, more recently, a Greens bill to basically enable overseas marriages between gay people to be recognised. And I did vote against that.
To what end, David? What's your opposition to overseas marriages being recognised?
Because I thought it was a political stunt, and I didn't, as a Labor person, I didn't think that recognising overseas marriages was any reasonable substitute for marriage equality. I think the political debate for marriage equality needs to happen right here in Australia, and the idea that we don't have marriage equality in Australia, but we do enable overseas marriages just seemed to me to be fundamentally inequitable. It meant that wealthy people, people with the opportunity to travel overseas, would have access to marriage, but gay people living in Australia, unable to travel for whatever reason, wouldn't. And I didn't think that was an intelligent first step. I think what the battle needs to be joined for marriage equality in Australia.
Sure. So you're stating you missed the one vote on the marriage equality that has come before the Senate, which is where you have the power to vote. You missed due to portfolio business.
Yeah. So I'm saying when the substantive bill came before the Parliament, I voted for it. And, of course, we were defeated. And I spoke in that debate. And then more recently, when the Greens moved the marriage equality bill, I opposed it on the basis that it was a stunt that didn't actually advance the cause.
Sure. You're standing in what is the safest Labor seat in the country, I think, bar none, the seat of Batman in Melbourne's north. And you've publicly admitted that you're swapping from the Senate to the lower house because you have no hope of being re-elected in September to the Senate. What allows you to draw that conclusion?
Well, a couple of things there. The first is I don't think it's possible to describe Batman as the safest seat in Australia. Now, there's that old adage, there are lies, damn lies and statistics. Batman is a three-way contest. So when one looks at a two-party preferred vote, the statistics can look very good for Labor, but that doesn't tell the real story. And the real story is, of course, that it's a contest not just between the Labor Party and the Liberal Party, but also between the Greens Party. So, in fact, a much smaller swing away from Labor could see the seat fall. So
It has been held by Labor for almost time immemorial. Martin Ferguson's held the seat for 17 years.
That's true, but once upon a time we could make that boast about the federal seat of Melbourne.
True. Mm. So, David, I just want to, if we're going to look at that Greens thing, I've noted a blog that you posted back in 2011, which explains your evolving view on marriage equality, and therefore you had come to a conclusion, and I'm quoting from your blog, as a result of these discussions, I've come to the conclusion that this is a change that should be made, meaning that marriage equality should be available to all citizens of Australia. Indeed. So on the record, you've been on the record for several years now.
Oh, indeed. And as I say, I've spoken on the subject in the Parliament.
What can your constituents look forward to in the north of Melbourne if you are elected to the seat of Batman and Kevin Rudd is elected again as Prime Minister, given that you were one of the alleged faceless men that saw Julia Gillard take Kevin Rudd on and defeat him as the sitting Prime Minister? What then would be your working relationship with the Prime Minister were that to happen?
Well, gee, there's a lot of questions in that.
Yes, sorry.
let me perhaps start with Batman and the question around is Batman is a very diverse electorate. It has we're talking about the Melbourne suburbs of Clifton Hill and Alphington in the south, Northcote, and then in the more northern part of the electorate, suburbs like Thornbury and Preston and Reservoir. So this is a very diverse electorate. We have an awful lot of different ethnic communities. We have a great deal of variance in terms of the education and wealth of people living in the electorate. I guess one might say there's a gentrifying south.
Sorry, David, I'm going to have to interrupt you. We've very shortly to go to some messages. We're actually a little overdue. And I guess the crux of my question, how will you work with Kevin Rudd if he's elected as Prime Minister and you're elected to the seat of Batman?
Listen, I work very well with Kevin. In fact, in recent days on the campaign trail, I've been working very closely with him. I mean, obviously, the last few years have been years which have been marked by leadership speculation. Everybody understands that's been bad for the Labor Party, but we are now confident that that episode is over, that Kevin was elected in recent days, and you have quite literally seen, since Kevin's return to the Prime Ministership, that leadership conversation disappear
sure.
And the Labor Party focus on its task, which is to take the fight up against the Conservative.
And unfortunately, polling this morning might suggest that that's not going to be a very easy task. David, we do have to go to some messages. Thank you for your time this morning, and we look forward to catching up with you again before the election.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.